Welcome, everybody. Shir number 815. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk about today something which was a little bit similar to last shir, which, again, I heard from a Chashev Dekarov, reference to the inyan of a bracha in general, and also the bracha, the inyan of doing something during when one is making a bracha. In other words, as far as sitting, walking, and so on. So we spoke about, in the past, we spoke about, does one have to sit? Well, we said by benching, you have to sit. By Yala Michi, it's a machalikis. We said by Bar Nefesh, it's other brachas, it's a good thing to sit, but you don't have to sit. But there's 2 points. There's 2 points. It's not, the question of, sitting is okay, that we could understand. Sometimes a person took a drink, whatever the case is, and they were standing in the kitchen, they took a drink, or they ate something real quickly, and they're a little bit in a rush. And now the question is, they have to make a burn of fosha. So good, even if they didn't sit down, but at least not to walk around. A person shouldn't be walking around. And in conjunction with that, I heard a... it was mentioned to be a very beautiful thing also. You know, for example, if somebody would, you know, picture themselves, they get honored by the mayor of New York City, or they honor the mayor of the city, wherever they live, in New York City, it doesn't make a difference where, or the president, or whatever the case is. And they get called into the, to the president, into the mayor, into the whoever it is, the governor, and the governor is thanking them for a certain thing that they did and getting great honor, or whatever the case is. So if this person, let's say, let's say the president is talking to them, the governor is talking to them, while they're talking to them, the person is doing something else, you know, whatever the case is. He might be looking at his phone, he's checking his nails, he's wiping off the desk, or whatever the case is. The people in the room are going to be looking at him like this person's not 100%. You know, here the president is talking to him, here the governor, whatever, the mayor is thanking him, and this guy is doing all type of different things. He's looking in his wallet. He's cleaning off the table, cleaning off it, whatever the case might be, you know. But he's doing something and he's not paying attention, basically. Bottom line is, he's not paying attention to the person, whatever, whomever it might be, president, mayor, governor, whoever it might be. It's the ultimate chutzpah. Kal v'chaymer sheben shel kal v'chaymer. In other words, how many more times over? Hundreds, thousands, and we can't even give a number. How many times over? How much more we owe Kaddish Baruch Hu? Lahavdil, lahavdil. And also Kaddish Baruch Hu is Melech Malchi Amlochim, King of all kings. You know, a person goes into the greatest king in the world, whatever it might be. But Kaddish Baruch Hu is Melech Malchi Amlochim. Everything, we owe everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we make a bracha, it's we're talking, we say Baruch Atah, we blessed is you. Okay, whatever that means, we're not getting into all that right now. But we're saying the word Atah, you. We're talking mamish straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we go ahead and do something, person is doing something while they're making a bracha, whatever bracha might be, right? We spoke about benching, you have to sit. Okay, we understand, that's the derisa. But all of the brachas that are derabanan, but even over there, we're mamish, we're talking straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the ultimate chutzpah to be doing things. A person goes and cleans the table, a person, whatever, he's looking here, looking there, not paying attention to what he's saying. He might be doing something, some different action. It's a tremendous chutzpah. A person has to be extremely careful when making a bracha to stop, to concentrate. Okay, if they can't sit, they can't sit. It's good to sit. You can't sit. Fine, but at least not to be walking around, not to be doing any action at all, goes without saying, but even not to be walking around while they're making a bracha. And that applies to all brachas. A lot of times a person makes an asher yotzar. You know, you see the person... it comes out, they wash their hands, and as they're walking, shine, they're on their way out the door, they're making an asher yotzer on the way down the door, out the door, down the stairs, they're not even concentrating to half the words that they're saying. Person's making a burn of fushes, they finish whatever it is, and they're on the run. Oh, I gotta get to work, I gotta do. A person, the burn of fushes, how many seconds does it take, ready? Even asher yotzer, even if it takes 25 seconds, whatever it is, or 30 seconds, a person should concentrate. Asher yotzer, how much more so, such a beautiful bracha. Person should take a few, give it a couple of seconds, not to walk, to stand and if they could sit, in case a person can't sit, but at least to stand and concentrate and think about for those few seconds that they're saying the bracha about what they are saying. And again, it goes with any bracha. It's not just when you're making a bracha on the food. It could be a berachas mitzvahs. It could be a bracha on tzitzis, on a talis, whatever it might be. Any bracha at all that a person's making, a person should, and ashiyotza, how many times it comes up, right? A person makes a shahakal, how many times a day? A person's making bernefoshes, how many times a day? And the problem is that we have, that this becomes a rote. It becomes like a rote. I remember once, I'll never forget, unfortunately, in Nebuch, I saw the person that was making a shahakal, he was about to drink a soda. As they're bending the head to the straw, to put their mouth onto the straw, on the can or the cup or whatever it was, in those, I don't know if it took a second and a half, he was making a shahakal, the amount of time it took him to bend his head down to the straw. And he wasn't a tall guy. You know, if the guy's 7 foot tall, okay, maybe then you might have enough time. But it was a short guy. By the time he bowed, I don't know if it took him a second, not even a second and a half, and he made the shahakal. That's not how we have to do it. We have to think a second, give it concentration, make the shahakal, have a mind, you know, oh, we're thanking Hashem, making the burn of fushes, like we said, we spoke about last year, building the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just thinking for a second, we're in front of Melech Malchei Amlachim, we're in front of the King of all Kings, and how much more so we have the respect not to do anything, to give it to concentration, not to walk around, not to be doing any actions at all at the time we're making any brachas at all. So I just wanted to bring that out. It was a beautiful point that was brought to my attention by somebody I'm very close to, a rabbi I'm very close to, and I think it's an absolutely beautiful point, because nobody in their right mind, you know, Havdil, somebody's making a business deal, you know, you're sitting by with a customer, a buyer, a big buyer, you're not going to be doing things when they're talking to you, because you'll lose the deal. I mean, that's not called respect, and everybody in their right mind knows they won't be doing that, because the guy will look at you like you're from the moon. I'm going to do business with this guy, I can't even talk to him. When I'm talking to him, the guy's looking at his phone, and the guy's cleaning the table, and the guy's who are doing this and doing that. Well, what kind of business could I do? Kal v'chomer, how much more so by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us every single thing that we have, from our body all the way down to everything, every strand of food, every dot in our body, every part of the body that's working constantly, and everything parnasa, and our life in general. So let's give it all we got. We make brachas, right? Let's build a connection, like we said. Let's build a kesher, our closeness to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Concentrate for those few seconds for the brachas that we make during the course of the day. We're supposed to make 100 brachas. It doesn't take too long. We concentrate, and from there we'll build the connection to Hashem, and we'll give our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, the ultimate honor that we could give him. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, Baruch HaKol Tov.